And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and with me is Phil Conlon. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
Conlon's program is Classical Underground 6 to 8 p.m. Also, Friday mornings on the CIUT Friday morning. You were not there last week, and that's okay, but we need you back to fill us in. We ran into some musical details we could not So
about Emerson, Lake and Palmer, or Greg Lake died.
Yes, we'll talk about that.
Right.
And people can look forward to that. It'll be coming up on Friday morning at 9. Now, today, lucky us, we're going to be able to speak to Keith Ellis, Professor Emeritus, and authority on literature, particularly, I'd say the whole hemisphere, but he has translated stories and poems by Nicholas Guillen. He's certainly well known throughout our hemisphere. Should be better known here, as a matter of fact, and is also a poet, poet translator. And later we will be talking to Keith Bolander, author of Cuba Under Siege. We're continuing with our appreciation and recognition of the great revolutionary phenomenon of Fidel Castro and the movement he built, his place in history in all of these matters. And these two gentlemen, Keith Ellis, Keith Bolander, both are extremely well qualified to be talking about this, particularly in the age of uncertainty that we are in. I was going to say
uncertainty. That's a good word.
I'm using uncertainty because the American ruling class seems to be having a little pissing match with each other. And this is quite extraordinary. And if you want to get scared of something, watch this. If the CIA tells you that the president-elect is a Russian agent, in a sense, you have troubles. And if liberals are running, as they call them liberals, isn't that funny? If the Democratic Party is running to ask the police and the CIA to protect them from the legally elected president of the United States, that's an interesting quandary. And tells us that maybe there is a crisis, a big one, going on in the center, power center. By the way, is it the power center? Well, they say it is. They say that they are the indispensable country and that they are an exception in history. So if they're having a headache, migraine, and they're starting to call each other names, and they use the kind of accusations that are now being used, they're not in good shape at all, and they're going to need something more than a Harvard guy to figure this out. Harvard's been passing out phony degrees for so long, I think maybe they have a lot of people sitting at the tables that are not qualified. I'm afraid that's part of the rot of that system.
But don't forget, Hillary was a Yale person. I mean, that's probably even worse, right? That's the B team.
I'm sorry, say it
Hillary
again.
Was a Yale person, and as was Bill. And so that's kind of the B team, right? So the B team doesn't have that – doesn't do that well.
Well, now you're speaking of really down-home American prejudice.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you didn't go to Stanford, you don't know anything. We have to note this at the top. We also have to note that today – there is a fight going on for Palmyra again. Now, Palmyra is a World Heritage Site. The armies that have moved in there, the ISIS group, the last time they were there, they used an ancient Roman theater as a place to have children take knives and cut the heads off adults who had their hands tied behind their back. And yet, there is no concern on the part of this great Washington-based empire about this. Indeed, they're pleased. And we have to assume that because the Syrian government had scored a great victory, and is scoring a victory by capturing their city away from the terrorists, East Aleppo, that this is a diversionary attack, and it was, I tell you for sure, manipulated and constructed and guided by U.S. Personnel for sure. And so now you know which one side fighting for civilization and the other is working for the barbarians.